To you is born this day in the city of David, the Savior. In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. There's this wonderful story of a little boy who went to church for the very first time on Christmas Eve. And he was simply in love with all the stuff of Christmas. Fire and the candles, the music and the singing, all the things that we are so familiar with as part of our Christmas celebration. He loved all of it. Even the incense that was billowing all over the church, he fell in love with Christmas Eve. And after church, when he got home, his mother asked, "How was church?" And he said, "It was great. But I want some of that umphut." And his mother, with a rather puzzled look on her face, looked at him and said, "Umphut? What are you talking about?" The little boy looked at her and said, "You know, like they were singing, joyful and triumphant. I want to try some umphut." I think tonight we are a lot like that little boy and needing a little bit of umphut. This has been a year like we could have never imagined. It's been a year that has been hard in so many ways. A year that has been filled with many losses. But a year that we still proclaim the umphut of Christ coming into our world. We continue to be triumphant because Christ breaks into our world once again to remind us of God's love made real and present in a small, helpless child in a backwater town. You see, the story for tonight, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of a rising death toll, even in the midst of all the things that we have lost, Christ still comes into our world. God breaks into our world in scandalous ways to remind us that God will always love us, no matter where we find ourselves in this life. One of the things that I absolutely love throughout the Christmas season is Googling baby Jesus. Wait till after the sermon to go do that. If you Google baby Jesus, inevitably you are going to find some story about a baby Jesus being stolen from a creche in front of a church or a civic center or somewhere. Every year, someone goes out and steals a baby Jesus from the manger. And one of my absolute favorite articles that I read wrote it like this. Baby Jesus disappears from manger. Baby Jesus has been disappearing from mangers across the country and in some cases has been replaced with everything from a pumpkin to a holiday ham. In recent years, surveillance systems have been installed to keep watch over nativity scenes. Bolts, fasteners, fences, and other restraints have been constructed to keep thieves away. The occasional baby Jesus statue has been outfitted with a GPS tracker. But still, every year, a Jesus statue goes missing somewhere. Sometimes a Mary goes missing too. And then Jesus usually shows up a few days later in the most unexpected places. Some of the more usual include a nursing home, the grocery store, and even on the steps of a brothel. I think that's a sermon by itself. You see, the thing is we keep wanting to keep Jesus in the places that are familiar. We keep wanting God to come to us in the predictable places where we expect God. What God reminds us over and over and over again is that God is a lot of things except predictable. We cannot chain down, hold down, fence in, or GPS track where God is suddenly going to show up in our lives and break forth once more into this world out of love. The message of the angels and the shepherds to us tonight is that God will continue to break into our world out of love because that is the God who calls us here, wherever we may be, to serve Christ out in love. Each year that baby Jesus goes missing, because I think our world needs baby Jesus to be roaming into the world. Now mind you, I am not condoning that you go out and steal baby Jesus. If you take nothing from this sermon, take that baby Jesus can stay just where he is. But what I'm saying is, there's something wrong when we have to try to chain and keep Jesus where we think Jesus needs to be. God's unconditional, unfenced love comes into our world wherever we find ourselves. The thing is, I think we have tried so much to clean up Jesus, to clean up this messiness of the incarnation, that we somehow forget that it is God's love made real in the flesh, and the Word made flesh in a helpless baby boy born in a backwater town of a bunch of refugees with no place to lay their heads. You see, those Christmas cards that we so love to send with a cleaned up version of a beatific Mary holding a quiet and calm Jesus and some fluffy, nice and white, cleared up, cleaned up sheep is not how we see Christmas, and that is not where Jesus comes. If you've ever been to a farm and been around sheep or cows or any other farm animal for more than 20 minutes, you know they don't stay clean. And those angels that showed up on the night, you know, we hear the, them singing glory to God, makes for a wonderful Hallmark card or an American greeting card, but that is not the image of Jesus, no matter how much we try to clean him up. Jesus will break into our world in the messiness of a baby screaming for comfort, for hope, for love. God does not give up on us, even in the midst of the pandemic, and God will continue to come into our world to remind us that it is out of love that God comes to us. Those shepherds heard the good news, and when they heard it, all they could do was go out and tell someone. You and I are like those shepherds on this evening, because we still have the good news of God coming into our world as an incarnate child out of love. You and I are still called to tell the story, no matter how far apart we may be, that God loves us deeply and cares for us unconditionally and holds us always, always in loving arms. That is the message. Christmas. No matter how much we may try, no matter how much we may not believe, no matter how much we may doubt, Christmas still comes. Christ still comes into our world, no matter what. On that night, in Bethlehem, in the quiet of the night was pierced the sound of a baby crying. The sound of unconditional love breaking into our world, and nothing changed except everything. God reached out to us once more and reminds us over and over that Christmas comes, that God will always come into our world, that unconditional love is real and present, and that we are enough God to come and be with us. The thing is, Christmas comes no matter what. Each year, there's a tradition in my family where we sit and watch this movie. It's one of my absolute favorite books as well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. For those of you who may not remember the book or the movie, the Grinch was an outcast from the beginning with the Who's, and somehow he hated Christmas. And so one night he decided to go and steal Christmas. Much like stealing baby Jesus, now that I think about it. But he went and he stole all the presents and the trees and the food. He even stole the little piece of cheese on the mousetrap so even the mice couldn't have a good Christmas. And he expected that by taking the stuff of Christmas, Christmas wouldn't come. But to his absolute surprise, on Christmas morning, the Whos got together with no trees, no presents, none of the familiar trappings, and they sang. They sang that Christmas had still come, and Dr. Seuss wrote these words of the Grinch: he hadn't stopped Christmas for coming, it came, from coming, it came. Somehow or the other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling, how could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore, and the Grinch thought of something that he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. The same is true for us. Even in the midst of pandemic, even in the midst of being apart from those whom we love, even in the midst of the hardship that we have experienced, Christmas comes anyway. Christ comes anyway. You see, the thing about Christmas is, Christmas comes in spite of us. It changes everything. That baby of Bethlehem is God's embodiment of love, and love will always win. Because God's love is an overarching, completely surrounding, engulfing love that becomes incarnate in a helpless baby child. You see, no GPS, no chains, no fences can keep Jesus where we think Jesus should be. Not even a pandemic. The Christmas message that God sends to us can be summed up in the writings of the great theologian and writer John Lennon when he said, "All you need is love." At Christmas, I suspect that that is all we are looking for and all that we need. Because love changes our world, love transforms who we are, and love brings us closer to the God who is willing to come to earth to be part of who we are. All you need is love. Love is a reminder that God does not give up on us, even and sometimes despite when we give up on God. God will always break into our world. Christ will always come, and Christmas will always come, because all you need is love. All you need is love, love, love. Love is all you need. My sisters, my brothers, my siblings in Christ, on this most holy night, when we celebrate God breaking once more into our world, remember that God calls us together while we are apart out of love. Remember that we cannot hold Jesus down no matter how many GPSs, fences, chains, or bolts we may find. Because God's love is far greater than anything, including a pandemic, that we can put before God. So my prayer, my hope, wish, is that even while we are apart, we can still feel God's love, knowing that Christ will come no matter what. God will break into this world again and again and again with a bit of umphance to remind us that love will always have the final word. May God bless you. God keep you. May you find some comfort in God's breaking into this world, today, tonight, always. Amen.